Applying for a government payment can be quite daunting, and the task can be even tougher if you don't understand the types of doctor's reports and information you're required to collect. A new online tool's been designed to help make it easier for people to navigate the application process for the disability support pension. Our Disability Affairs reporter, Naz Campanella, explains.
The road to support has been a long and bumpy one for Melbourne woman Natasha Thompson. She hoped applying for the disability support pension would be straightforward, but it wasn't.
It was dehumanising. It just made me feel like I wasn't important.
The 27-year-old lives with multiple disabilities, including Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which impacts her connective tissues and causes chronic joint pain and fatigue.
It was the reluctance from my GP to try and help, then trying to interpret what the application actually wanted. At the time, being quite financially restricted, I was using the public health system. And it's not easy to just get an appointment to get a report.
It took 2 years and several appeals before the payment was given the okay, and she says it significantly improved her quality of life.
It's enabled me to focus more on the private health system. I can see the same doctor every time and not have to go over my entire health history each appointment.
Now Natasha Thompson is hoping to make the process less confusing for others. She's assisted a team at Social Security Rights Victoria to design an online tool called DSP Help. One of the lawyers involved is Bryn Overend.
The chatbot is designed for individuals who are applying for the disability support pension to interact in a natural, informal and simple way to generate a evidence kit that they can take to their doctors, that the doctors can use to write a report that specifically addresses the criteria.
To get the pension, you have to meet criteria on what's known as an impairment table. Bryn Overend says the language is difficult to understand and it's hard to know what medical information is needed.
A person can be extremely disabled, but that will not necessarily be enough unless the person has a particular piece of evidence that's written in the correct form that specifically addresses quite unique criteria that's set out in the impairment tables.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, says a new disability support pension online claim form was released last year after extensive engagement with people with disability, and that Services Australia also has specialists to assist people. Natasha Thompson hopes it all can help avoid the frustration she experienced.
If it even allows one person to have an application that gets approved sooner, then that's a big win.
Melbourne woman Natasha Thompson, ending Naz Campanella's report.